Watson. Sir?
Yes? What is it, Mrs. Hudson?
I'm so sorry to wake you, Doctor, but there's a special delivery.
A special delivery?
What, for me?
Well, no, sir, for Mr. Holmes. And I didn't want the men to come barging in on you just like that.
Men? Just what are they delivering, for goodness sake?
Excuse me.
I thought I told you to wait downstairs.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but we do have other calls to make. Now, where do you want all this food?
How many times? I never set eyes on the damn thing before.
Meet me as soon as you can. Victoria Gate, Hyde Park. FHM. Victoria Gate is precisely where you were seen, fighting with Lady Robert.
It's not even my writing.
Then one of your confederates wrote it for you.
This is ridiculous. Oh,
ridiculous, you call it? Well, I call it murder. And so will the judge and jury. Now, why don't you make things easy on yourself and tell me the truth?
Holmes, I was beginning to think you'd disappeared too.
Ah, they've laid the supper, then.
They've laid for five people. What's it all about?
I don't mind telling you, Mrs. Hudson was more than a little put out.
What?
And what is wrong with the food I provide, I'd like to know.
Well, I fancied that our company would appreciate something a little more Epicurean. Yeah, they'll be arriving soon.
Holmes, my dear fellow, I've been going over this business.
With what result?
Jumping a claim.
Very good, Watson.
I know it's significant, but I don't know why.
Is that so?
Holmes, don't be so infuriated.
It's miner's parlance. Means taking possession of something to which another person has a prior claim.
Does it indeed? Our first supper guest.
He should feel at home amongst these ancient and cobwebby bottles. Just listen to that.
Oh, dear. Doesn't all go well.
Mr. Holmes.
Lord Robert, good evening.
Good evening, my lord.
Mr. Holmes, I am not accustomed to being summoned in this peremptory manner. If you have news of my wife, why did you not put it in your message?
Because I feared you would not accept my invitation had I done so.
So you do have news?
Not concerning your wife.
What nonsense!
Now, Watson, be so good as to get Lord Robert a drink. His nerves seem to be somewhat on edge.
Certainly.
My lord?
No, thank you.
Ah, splendid. The remainder of our little party. Lord Robert, I am in possession of all the facts of your case.
You know where my wife
but
is.
But I do not believe that I am the best person to explain them to you.
What? What do you mean?
I have therefore invited two other people of my acquaintance to do so in my place. Pray excuse me. Lord Robert St. Simon, allow me to introduce you to Mr. and Mrs. Francis Hay Morton, the lady I think you have already met.
Hello, Robert.
Come in.
Evening, sir. There's a note came for you. Here.
Came? What time was this handed in?
About 2 hours ago, sir. Now, I've only just seen it. Everyone else assumed you'd gone home.
Who delivered it?
The lad on the front desk didn't know him, sir. Mm. But he described him as a tall chap, sharp features, piercing eyes.
What?
Is everything all right, sir?
No, Sergeant. It is not. Yeah, excuse me. Sergeant Sacker?
Inspector?
The woman in cell 15.
Miller, yes, sir.
Let her go.
You're angry, Robert. Well, I guess you have every cause to be.
Pray make no apology to me. Simply give me some sort of explanation.
Well,
perhaps you would like my friend and me to leave the room.
If I may give an opinion.
Mr. Morton, pray do so.
I believe we have had just a little too much secrecy over this business already. Hattie?
You're right. Well, gentlemen, Robert, Frank and I met in 81 in McQuire's mining camp in the Rockies. Pa and me were poor back then. Pretty soon we were engaged to each other. Then my father struck a rich pocket and made a pile.
While my claim just petered out.
Pa wouldn't hear of our engagement lasting any longer. He took me away to Frisco. Frank followed me in secret. He just wouldn't throw up his hand.
It seemed to me, gentlemen, that love was love and money shouldn't come into the matter.
Quite right.